Welcome to Zichud Daf Siman Mem Rabbi Avram Golder, and today we're Zechus Erevin Daf Nun Aleph. This is going to be an abbreviated shir. So the 3 points we're going to focus on. Number one, the Gemara seeks the source that a tchum measures 2,000 amos and brings a brisa with a pasuk that states, Al yetze ish mimkomo, let no man leave his place, elu alpaim amma. This refers to the 2,000 amo limit of the tchum. The Gemara asks, how is it known that the pasuk is alluding to a distance of 2,000 amos? And Rav Chisda answers by bringing 5 gezer shavos that link makom from the pasuk ultimately to the word chutz in the pasuk regarding the open area that surrounds the Ari Levim. As it says, umados mechutz l'ir es pasuk hedma alpaim ba'amma, and you shall measure from outside the city on the east side 2,000 amos. Point number two, in the Mishnah on Daf Mem Tes Amud Beis, Rabbi Chanina ben Antigonus said the 2,000 amos of a tchum are agulos. They form a circular area. And the Chami said, Merubaos ketavu merubaas. They form a square, like a square board, 4,000 amos in each side. Kadeshi yeniskar lezavios, so that he may gain the corners. This means the person can travel the diagonal of a square, which is 1.4 times its side. The Gemara brings a braisa that teaches, according to the Chachamim, that all measurements for Shabbos observers shall be like the square shape around the Ari Levim. Based on this, Rav Acha bar Yaakov said, Hamavir Dalad Amos Rishus Arabim, one who transfers an object at distance of Dalad Amos in Rishus Arabim, Eino Chayvad Shemavir Hen Valach Sonan, is not liable unless he transfers it a distance equal to them and their diagonal, which means he's not liable unless he transfers it 5.6 Amos, the diagonal of a 4 Amos square. And point number three, in the Mishnah on Daf Mem Tes Amud Beis stated, Ha'ani ma'ar b'raglav, a poor man, meaning a traveler with no food, may make an erev with his feet, meaning with his physical presence. Rabbi Meir said, Anu ein lanu ela ani, this law is only for a poor man. Rabbi Yehuda says it applies to both a poor man or a rich man, meaning someone who has food at home. La'amru ma'arvin b'pas ela hakila asher. The Chami did not say for one to make an erev with food, except to make it easier for the rich man, so that he should not need to go out before Shabbos begins and make an erev with his feet, meaning with his physical presence. On our daf, Rav Nachman and Rav Chisda dispute what the machlokes between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda is about. So once again, the 3 points are: number one, the Gemara seeks the source that a tchum measures 2,000 amos and brings a brisa with a pasuk that states, Al yetze ish mimkomo, let no man leave his place, el alpaim amos. This refers to the 2,000 amo limit of the tchum. The Gemara asks, how is it known that the pasuk is alluding to a distance of 2,000 amos? And Rav Chisda answers by bringing 5 gezer shavas that link makom from the pasuk ultimately to the word chutz in the pasuk regarding the open area that surrounds the Ari Levim. As it says, umados mechutz le'ir es pasuk hedma alpaim ba'amah, and you shall measure from outside the city on the east side 2,000 amos. Point number two, in the Mishnah on Daf Mem Tes Amud Beis, Rabbi Chanina ben Antigonus said, the 2,000 amos of a tchum are agulos. They form a circular area. And the Chumim said, Merubaos ketavu merubaas. They form a square like a square board, 4,000 amos on each side. Kadeshi and niskar lezavios, so that he may gain the corners. This means that the person can travel the diagonal of a square, which is 1.4 times its side. The Gemara brings a braisa that teaches, according to the Chachamim, that all measurements for Shabbos observers shall be like the square shape around the Ari Levim. Based on this, Rav Acha bar Yaakov said, Hamavir arba amos b'rishus harabim, one who transfers an object a distance of dalad amos in rishus harabim, eino chayv ad shimavir hen v'alach sonan, is not liable unless he transfers it a distance equal to them and their diagonal, which means he's not liable unless he transfers it 5.6 amos, the diagonal of a 4 amos square. And point number three, the same Mishnah on Daf Mem Tes Amud Beis stated, Ha'ani ma'ar b'raglav, a poor man, meaning a traveler with no food, may make an error with his feet, meaning with his physical presence. Rav Meir said, Anu ein lanu ela ani. This law is only for a poor man. Rav Yehuda said it applies to both a poor man or a rich man, meaning someone who has food at home. La'amru ma'arvin b'pas ela hak ela asher. The Chami did not say for one to make an error with food, except to make it easier for the rich man, shol yetze v'yar v'raglav, so that he should not need to go out before Shabbos begins and make an error with his feet, meaning with his physical presence. On our daf, Rav Nachman and Rav Chisda dispute what the machlokes between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda is about. All right, so now we go to our sim for daf Nun Aleph, and this one is a bit of a stretch. Nun Aleph sounds like gnaw, G-N-A-W, and beavers gnaw. So the simon is beaver pelt hats. Beaver pelt hats. So here goes. When the goofy-looking tour group wearing beaver pelt hats came within 2,000 amas of the Levitical city, their guide had them walk the diagonal distance from one corner to another, and then show them how to make an erev, some with their food and some with their feet. Once again, in slow motion. When the goofy-looking tour group wearing beaver pelt hats, that must mean we're on Daf Nun Aleph. when the goofy-looking tour group wearing beaver-pelt hats came within 2,000 amas of the Levitical city, which reminds us that the source of the tchum measure of 2,000 amas comes from five gezer shavas that link al yetzei ish mimkomo to the pasuk regarding an open area around the Ari Levim. When the goofy-looking tour group wearing beaver-pelt hats came within 2,000 amas of the Levitical city, their guide had them walk the diagonal distance from one corner to another, which reminds in the Mishnah on Daf Mem Tes Amud Beis, where Rechinu ben Tignia said that the 2,000 amas of a tchum are agulos, they form a circular area, and the Chamim said, merubaos, kentavu merubaos, they form a square, like a square board, 4,000 amas on each side, kideshi aniska lezavios, so that he may gain the corners. This means that the person can travel the diagonal of a square, which is 1.4 times its side. The Gemara brings a braisa that teaches, according to Chachamim, that all measurements for Shabbos observers shall be like the square shape around the Ari Levim. And based on this, Rav Acher bar Yaakov said, one who transfers an object at distance of Dalad Amos in Rishus Rabbim is not liable unless he transfers it a distance equal to them and their diagonal, which means he's not liable unless he transfers it 5.6 Amos, that diagonal of a 4-Amos square. When the goofy-looking tour group wearing beaver-pelt hats came within 2,000 Amos of the Levitical city, their guide had them walk the diagonal distance from one corner to another, and then show them how to make an Erev, some with their food and some with their feet. Which reminds them of Machlokes between Rav Nachman and Rav Chisda regarding how to understand the dispute between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda regarding what is the ideal way to make an Erev, bapas or beregel. So once again, when the goofy-looking tour group wearing beaver-pelt hats came within 2,000 amas of the Levitical city, their guide had them walk the diagonal distance from one corner to another, and then show them how to make an Erev, some with their food and some with their feet. This is Rabbi Avram Golda from Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.